You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to be talking about a somewhat different angle when it comes to marketing strategy. We're going to actually be pulling back the curtain a bit on the marketing agency space, specifically digital agencies. And, you know, before I probably go too much further on what we're talking about, maybe we should define what an agency is, because for a lot of small businesses out there, there's a whole range of entities that represent themselves as agencies. It could be one person, you know, who is doing a whole bunch of work or has some outsourcers in India or the Philippines fulfilling on, you know, website development or running ads for you and all kinds of things. It could be a comprehensive team that is all, you know, here domestically located in the US, and it could be anything in between. And we're talking specifically about digital agencies. That means that we're not talking about giant Madison Avenue advertising firms and all of the other entities that also get confused with marketing agencies as well. So we have a former agency owner who's actually now working in sort of central to a community that he's developed between agencies and software as a service, or SaaS, if you're familiar with that term. He's built a community to help these two types of entities collaborate, cooperate, help each other grow, and most importantly, help each other serve the people they serve, the businesses they serve. So Alex Glenn from Partner Hub, thank you so very much for joining us.
Of course, David, thanks for having me.
So, I threw a lot out there, and you know, I want, if our listeners are a business or business owner, to have a sense of the opportunity that exists if either they are not yet working with an agency, are currently working with an agency, but want to know what they might be missing out on, et cetera, right? So that's one piece of this. And then, of course, we have professionals in the marketing space, too, who may be keenly interested in what you do and how you might be able to help them as well. So let's sort of speak to what Partner Hub is and what the community that you've built is as well, just to give some context for both of those members of our audience.
Yeah. So what we do is matchmaking generally, and our main objective is to ensure the client is successful. So you may be the client, you may be the digital agency, you may be the tech company that is providing the product that services are built on top of. You may be one of those three. I think everybody listening is probably one of those three. You may be a combination of two, but our job is to provide the ecosystem where you can find the matches and create success together, whether that's you supporting a service on top of a technology, whether it's you providing great technology, or you buying the service from the agency that is providing it on top of said technology. And this goes for, I'd say, David, I don't know what you think is a good estimate, but I'd say most 90% of services out there require a technology, with the exception of copywriting or some, you know, some strategic services. But most agency services, especially today, are on top of a technology. You need your website built. Is it going to be Webflow or WordPress? You need a chat established on your site, Intercom, Smith.ai, Drift. You need a POS system. Whatever you need, there is a product at the middle, and there is usually, and hopefully, if you're smart and you have the budget, there's an expert on that product that is going to do the implementation. This even goes for top of the funnel traffic driving strategies like SEO, PPC, et cetera. There's always tools, and those tools have partner programs. And in those partner programs are experts that have trained and developed their team to be the best at servicing on top of those products. And if you're buying those services, it's in your best interest to find out who those experts are and make sure to reach out to them and see if they can help you.
So I imagine there's actually two different approaches here, right? One is that you're with a service provider and they make a recommendation to solve a problem that you have in one way or another, and whether they have the ability or the training to actually fulfill on that is part of the question, right? So, you know, in our agency days, we had, we still do, a certification partnership with Keep, a CRM and marketing software, you know, platform for email marketing. That may or may not be a good solution for somebody, right? But if you know that the solution you want, I want Keep, well, maybe I'll go and find some. A lot of businesses aren't sophisticated enough to know what they don't know, I'm assuming. So I guess the big question behind all of this is, of course, where does a business start when they're sort of trying to figure out how to vet properly or consider who they're working with in terms of the marketing professionals, the agency or the individual consultant who might be able to help solve whatever problem they think they have?
Yeah, so, and I want to unpack a couple things, I think, before we get too deep in the discussion. So, with relation to partnerships, what you're plugging into as the buyer of these services is what's called the channel. And depending on how old you are listening, you may remember the days when you had to go to a computer store to buy a computer. That's where the word channel comes from. When Microsoft and Dell and IBM, Apple, they had to enter a new market, they had to rely on these third-party service providers to build and service those machines in order to sell there. If they wanted to sell in Texas, they couldn't do that unless there were service providers there. Those service providers have to be experts in the technology, which means there has to be support, which means there has to be an end goal, which is revenue, which means there has to be distribution, and there has to be buyers, of course. Same thing with software. Software has a channel where you are plugging into. The benefits for the end buyer, the client, you maybe, or the agency, is that the service that you provide on top of that product is better because of this channel. If you're buying from someone that is not a part of this channel, then you are buying from someone that doesn't have quite the expertise, because the channel itself, the partner program itself, trains and develops, certifies these people in the solution. Therefore, what we're talking about now is, yeah, whether you go direct or you buy through this channel of service providers, right? And how that benefits you, that's part of the conversation. So I'll digress off that. If you want to repeat the question that you asked there, and then I'll answer that.
Yeah, actually, that point is really useful, because I think it's, in part, it's, do I, as the business owner or employee, want to be doing this work myself or trying to figure all this out myself? Or do I want to lean on the expertise of somebody who can hold my hand, guide me through it, ask me the important questions so that we're getting the best benefit out of this tool to realize the outcome that we want? So that's really helpful. So what I was asking was sort of, how does a business identify the right marketing agency or professional when it comes to a need that they have? And I think you've already started answering that question by revealing this entire concept of a partner program. But if you can sort of, you know, guide us through either the vetting process or searching for the right solution provider, that would be helpful.
Yeah, and I will put my VP of marketing hat on. So I used to buy software, I used to buy agencies, services, shop agencies as head of user acquisition for this big mobile gaming company. Then I was head of growth for a couple of platforms, and I had to do the same thing. And one of the things I quickly realized was, start with vetting the software that you think you want to use. Then you go into the ecosystem around that software and verify that it does have an ecosystem to support it. If it doesn't, it's probably brand new, which is high risk, because new software doesn't have a lot of support technicians, both third party and internal. Meaning, if you need something done, you're probably stuck in their customer success wheel and maybe you won't get it done, which could be bad for business. So make sure that there's an ecosystem around that product. The ecosystem consists of service providers. It consists of a lot of Upwork freelance support. So if I was shopping for a service, I don't know what example, give me an example, like someone that typically you work with and a service they typically buy.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, a lot of the small businesses out there are pretty light users of the types of things that you're talking about, right? If you're a local service provider, you're actually dealing with some more basic stuff.
Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got one for you. This is perfect. All you had to say, local service provider, brings up what happened just yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, we did a workshop in our community for agencies. We brought in one of our technology that enables agencies to sell service on top of it. That is for local service, localized businesses, small businesses that have a storefront. They need to drive business to the storefront, or they need to drive business to a Google My Business page, or from that page, or a Yelp listing, right? The service that we were all learning in that workshop, the agencies were learning, is a reviews marketing service. The provider of the software that supports that service is called Nice Job. Shout out to Curtis at Nice Job. Great product. It allows you to package up reviews and market them on social, manage your reviews, police reviews, all that sort of stuff to optimize Google My Business, Yelp, Facebook, et cetera. So this is a perfect example. So if I was a business owner, and I knew that I needed better reviews and I needed to showcase my good reviews, I would think about, okay, well, A, do I have someone internally that is doing that? And can they do a better job? But hypothetically, I passed all that and I know I need to do it better. I would first, instead of going and looking at service provider type keywords on Clutch, you know, or Google or wherever you're gonna find a service provider, Upwork, I would first go to a platform like G2 Crowd, or go to a platform like Capterra, go to a software review platform and just see what the ecosystem looks like around the tools themselves. So I would go and I'd search for local reviews optimization as a keyword, something like that. What will come up are—
I was gonna say reputation management is another one that we often see in that space, yeah.
What will come up are a bunch of tools. Podium will come up, Nice Job, like I mentioned, will come up. BirdEye, we just had a call with them yesterday, they'll come up, right? Now, you're gonna go through those tools, and what I would do as a business owner is I would search that brand keyword, and then I'd put plus service providers, or solutions partners, or experts. And then you're gonna see pages for, if they have it, a expert partner directory, meaning these are the people that are experts in our product that can service you. Then I would go to those directories and I'd look through those for the keywords that I'm looking for. Marketing is one, reviews management, make sure that they're an agency that services people like you. I'd go to their website and I check to see if there's logos that look like you, or if there's keywords that have you in them, like plumbers, and I'm a plumber. This person services plumbers. Now, what you've confirmed are a few things. You've confirmed, number one, the product is on page one of whatever search you did, whether it's a marketplace or Google. The product seems to have traffic, backlinks, not an ad. We're talking about the organic results of whatever it is you looked, or wherever it is you looked. That's confirming a number of things right there. Then you're confirming that there's an ecosystem of service providers that will help you. That's number two. Now, number three, you found a service provider that helps businesses like yours. And the closed loop is that service provider came off the directory of the product that you know can benefit you in that situation. In this case, reputation management. Pick up the phone, submit a form, whatever you need to do on the agency's website. And now that agency knows exactly what you're looking for. They have confirmed that you've already made somewhat of a buying decision to purchase that tool that they are an expert of. And it's a very quick process. They'll probably have you set up in a matter of hours, and you're off and running on a retainer or a project that's already been used by people like you with success. Closed loop. And the last thing I'll say about this, The fact that they're on that experts directory says a lot with most of the technology. If they're doing their job, they are training these individuals. They're confirming that they are experts in the product, and they are making sure that their customers like their service before they'll list them in those directories. They wouldn't just list anyone in those directories. So you're confirming like five different things, closing the loop. Now you're off and running and you're getting successful implementation and you have someone to support. Worst case scenario, this person goes away. You still have the product customer success sales support team internal at the product if anything goes wrong with the agency.
Yeah, I love that. And you were very thorough there. And I love the piece about, you know, all of the steps in the vetting that you're recommending there, particularly the making sure that they service businesses that are similar to yours. Because very often you will find that there's marketing generalists out there who are under the impression that they can help your business. And while I think we all will agree that even though we think my business is different, it's rarely the case. But if they don't know the secret hacks or the tricks in your particular industry or getting in front of your particular target client, right, that's going to be a longer process for them to figure out.
Agreed. If you go the other way, hypothetically, you are of the assumption that you're a savvy software buyer. And I think we all are. But at the end of the day, nobody really knows, okay. You know. So let's say you're of the assumption like David and I, that we know software and we are savvy enough to make our own decisions and try it out. And we'll run into walls until we decide, okay, I'm wasting my time, and then hire an expert. Okay. Let's say you did that. You just go to the same process, but you did an objective purchase of a tool based on whatever you saw, and you just bought a solution. You start implementing it. I've done this probably dozens of times. Start implementing it, and you run into walls with integrations. You run into walls with just the UI and the UX of the solution. You are running into walls with their support team. They're not helping you. You're in chat support. You can't have a phone support because that's a premium account and you don't need a premium account otherwise. And it's just like, you're running into walls. Then you're like, oh, I need help with this. I'm going to just go to a marketing agency. Then you call up a marketing or email or however you get in touch with them, a marketing agency. You say, oh, reviews, I need it, blah, blah, blah. And then they come on and they're starting to do what they typically do, which is nothing to do with the solution that you chose. And what they'll tend to do, you'll ask them to do this. Hey, I set up this nice job podium bird eye account. Can you get in there and use that? And they'll say, you know, they'll say either, no, I don't know that tool. It's going to take me a while to learn. I can bill you for it, you know, but I'm going to have to learn that tool if you want me to manage it. But I do actually know this other solution over here. I'm an expert in that solution. So if you don't mind, and if it's okay with you, let's pull out the solution that you chose and let's put in the solution that I'm an expert in. And most companies at this point, they're already failing miserably on their own and they'll agree. They'll say, sure. You know, I'm going to lose a bunch of money, whatever. It was a waste. Learn my lesson. And then they start going through the implementation process with you and that tool. But then, obviously, they realize that you as the service provider didn't really know enough about their business. And that tool doesn't provide really what you needed when you onboard into the other tool. Because there's multiple features. You got to understand these platforms. They do reviews, but then they also do chat and landing page building. And then they also do syndication and social management. And they do all these things. You may have come through this and the agency may have thought that. And what happens then is now you are in a contract with an agency that has ripped out the tool that you needed and implemented a tool that doesn't provide you what you really need. And they're an expert in that tool, but they're not an expert in the tool they ripped out. And you're in a contract with them, like I mentioned, so you can't exactly pull out from that right off the bat. And you're just in this terrible situation, right? When originally, if you were to start with tool, find an expert, make that connection, everybody can win and be on the same track. And you can have a lot more success, and software is not cheap. So save your money and make sure that you're making the right decision and you have support accounted for before you even go into that build. Does that answer your question?
It raises a bunch more questions, but I think, you know, first of all, that scenario that you outlined there is a real one. I've witnessed it both personally as the business owner, and I see it with a lot of our clients coming through and say, you know, I went through all of these errors in the marketing work that I was doing with this service provider, that service provider, and it was some variation on the theme that you've just shared. So I think the big question that I come away from, you know, that scenario with is, at some point, you know, a business owner knows the problem they have, but may not really know how to determine the right solution, the tool that's out there, whether it's right for them. They don't know how to vet that. And so starting there may or may not guide them to the right place. I'm in this situation right now where we're, you know, trying to develop an app for our business. And I went down one path and I realized, oh my goodness, this was the wrong path. I got a coder to build some stuff. Now I got to figure out how to manage it. Nobody's guiding me through the process. And so I'm learning about all the questions I forgot to ask along the way. That's now putting my schedule behind, for example. That's my scenario, right? So that's that, you know, I think it's tricky either way based on, you know, where you're coming into this, and having a good guide or a knowledgeable, sage to sort of, you know, bring you through all of this and know that the world of what is out there better, I think could be really helpful. So I'm going to make an assumption that, you know, because you've put together partner programs and partner hub to create a community, that even though you don't necessarily have an agency who is connected with Nice Job, just the fact that they're a member of your community probably exposes them to all of these additional options that are out there that they could help a business, you know, access.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that you need to be aware of too. And I went through this again as a, you know, self-proclaimed expert of software. When I was buying software, I'll give you a perfect example, HubSpot. You as a business owner, if you haven't heard of it, I don't know what you're doing. You may be brand new, or you may be just in a very nuanced vertical that just never gets their sales or marketing content. But they are, I think, number one in the CRM space right now, definitely number one in marketing automation. And they have a huge ecosystem of hundreds of integrations with different tools, both POS related stuff for you local business owners, but a lot of obviously virtual stuff, and a huge ecosystem of certified experts. Now, when I was buying software for one of my clients, I was just purely looking at the feature benefits, how many features for the cost. And that's what most people do. You say that feature and UI and UX and stuff like that. I was looking at that, check reviews, but honestly, reviews can be games. So everybody's going to have quality reviews, right? So feature benefit for the price. That's what most buyers do. Now I was getting emailed by the HubSpot rep, and I don't reply to sales reps, you know, it's all biased stuff. But then someone on my team's like, you know what, I came from a HubSpot sales team, or, you know, a user, they were a user of HubSpot. They're like, I really like it, you know, and then I'm still thinking feature benefits. I'm seeing the HubSpot price tag and the feature set and the UI too. And I'm a big design freak. So like UI is important to me. User interface, if you don't know what that means. And I said, no, I said, this platform over here, we're going to go with that. Because it is just awesome. Implemented it, took a very long time, had to pull resources from everybody on my team, product, or everybody in the different departments, product, sales, marketing, finally got it implemented. People didn't know how to use it. Nobody was an expert in it. Then tried to get their support team to train us on it. Not happening whatsoever. They were pretty new, didn't have a support team. Then I went to Upwork and tried to find a contractor, went through like five different contractors on Upwork because they said they were an expert. And honestly, this product didn't have a partner program. And saying you're an expert is just me saying I'm an expert. If you're on a partner program, you are certified, you are signed off, you're checked, you know, as someone that that company believes is an expert, which means you've been on a lot of training, you've been in product calls, and you know the product inside and out. You're not just saying you're an expert, they're saying you're an expert. So burn through a bunch of consulting dollars. Then finally, I mean, I was on my way out of the company anyways. I was kind of fed up with just other things going on. And I've come to find out as soon as I left, one of the first things they did, rip out that product and put in HubSpot. Paid probably 5x more on a monthly basis, but they had a solutions expert that built it out, made it all clean for them. There was a HubSpot rep, I think, that even showed up to the office like once a month, or a partner maybe, I don't know who it was, to do in-person training. Obviously, the app was well integrated. It had all the native integrations to everything they use, and just a totally different experience. So paid more, yes, but the long road that I took is maybe I saved a little bit of money, but holy God, it wasn't worth it. So go with the platform that has an ecosystem to support your growth, and you'll be thanking yourself.
I love that answer. I love the story that you shared, because it really does reinforce why partner programs, you know, I was going to ask you earlier, what was the pain that you had that caused you to start partner programs and Partner Hub? And I think you just revealed the answer, but it's a telling, you know, story, because it really, for the world that we live in, where everything is accessible to everybody, right? And there's 10,000 different products that we can buy directly to solve whatever problem we have. There's a really good argument that you're making for reducing that list considerably to solutions that somebody else can help you with, and somebody who is vetted and certified can help you with.
Oh yeah, that's so important, especially nowadays when technology is getting super complex. I have another story with Zendesk that we don't have to go through, but I did the same thing with Zendesk, but I did it right this time. I knew I liked Zendesk because of all their features. I know the products sound, they've been around forever. And I reached out to, I didn't reach out, I searched Upwork for Zendesk consultants, and I started noticing some of them were certified. Some of them were just, I'm an expert in Zendesk. I put up a project before I even bought Zendesk. And I said, we need a Zendesk expert. Put a budget, and this is Upwork, upwork.com. If you haven't used this, tremendous platform for hiring contractors, put a budget and made it. I think I selected a couple countries that I wanted to receive inbound from. If you open it up to their global audience, you'll get bombarded. So just select some filters. And then I put 90% plus success rate. And I got 5 really perfect people applied to it, selected 2 of them, not 1, selected 2. Time zones were different. Also, I like to split the training in half. So I had one person that I found out was a little better at Zendesk Sell, and one person was a little bit better at Zendesk Reach and Support, or sorry, Zendesk Support, Chat, Help, Guides. And then got that person to help us out. And then what I did is I had them book us in their calendar on a weekly stand-up where we would do task list creation for our team. We wanted to learn, so we had to get the task list of what we wanted to set up, created. They would tell us what to do. They'd show us where to do it. I didn't have them do it. Then I went to my team and said, here's what we need to execute on. They'd run into walls throughout the week. On the next call with that rep, that consultant, sorry, we would review where we ran into issues. They would correct them for us, then create another task list for the week ahead, rinse and repeat. So we got Zendesk set up pretty well, pretty quickly. And at the end of that setup, it's not, oh, now we have to learn. It's we've learned while setting up with the consultant helping us. And then they stay on and they're in our Slack channel to give us support when we need it. And they just bill me through Upwork. So I have a budget for their bill rate. And I ask them questions, they clock in, and they bill me each week. And it's an awesome system.
There is so much instructive in what you've just shared there. Regardless of what industry somebody is in or what problem they're trying to solve, you've just guided, you know, our listeners through the way that you've addressed a problem that you had. You didn't explain why you were looking at Zendesk, but that doesn't matter. And then how you solved it. First that's gold, like looking at two people, not just one, because you can balance either skills of one versus the other, or you can identify which is what you did, who really has the goods that you need, right? And then how you used that person and where you sourced that person, and then how you continued that relationship, that can be applied to so many different scenarios. And so thanks for that little mini education there. Before we wrap things up, I want to give you just a moment to share a bit about opportunities that you offer for folks in the digital agency and SaaS world when it comes to your offer out there. You mind sort of walking us through what you offer those two communities?
Yeah, so we have a software community, technology team only. I wouldn't even say that, actually. It's focused on partner managers and directors of partnerships, channel people. Typically those come out of software, but we're seeing actually a lot more and more nowadays agencies hiring and having a partnerships team internally. It happens a lot. So we started letting them in as well. It's called the Partner Programs Collective. It's at collective.partnerprograms.io. We train and develop partner teams there. On the flip side, I think more relevant to your audience is the Agency Partners Collective. That's community.partnerprograms.io. And that is training for agencies on all things. We talk about budgeting. We talk about lead gen. We talk about selling more services on different technology. We learn a new service every Wednesday. There's offers flowing through there for software. We just started a matchmaking service, which is automated, where if you join the community, you'll be involved in this matchmaking service to match you with another agency where you guys can create a referral partnership. And then we have underneath all of that at the bottom of our funnel is partnerhub.app. That is where both sides, agency and technology, join to find, align, and grow with their partners. Tech companies partner with tech to do integrations. Tech companies partner with digital agencies to enable service creation and referral partnerships. Agencies partner with tech to do the same, learn how to be great implementation experts. And they also partner with other agencies. So if I'm an SEO agency, you're a PPC agency, we can be great referral partners as long as we're selling to the same customer profile. Perfect.
Well, I love that. And I love the fact that you serve so many different communities, in the various activities you have. So if you're in the SaaS or digital agency space, these were great resources. We'll make sure to leave links to all of that. And if you're, a business owner or a marketing professional within a business, and you're looking at the support that you have for marketing in your business, and you're not seeing the types of relationships that Alex has been describing here, within those service providers or those tools that you are using in your business, you may want to give them a second look. You may want to start asking some questions, because there's clear benefit to what you've described here, Alex. And so thank you for that.
I would hope so, man. If we don't, it's gonna be a long, tough road for us. So, thanks to everybody who listened to this. Thanks to you, David. Please let me know if you ever need anything related to partnerships on the podcast. If people like this conversation, maybe you'll invite me back.
Awesome. We will indeed have a further conversation, I am certain. But for now, we'll make sure that folks get access to your various sites. I'll leave all of those notes in the show notes. And folks, thank you once again for listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. We'll catch you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.